Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Peace, family, is 19 Keys with the 19 Keys podcast. You're listening to a high-level conversation. Tap in. All right, a word from one of our sponsors. Make sure you tap into Goldwater Products. After you come listen to the information, you're going to need your memory stimulated so you can download everything in that prefrontal cortex. You want to make sure that hippocampus area of your brain that regulates mood, memory, and learning is fully functional and tapped in. Therefore, you want to tap into Goldwater. They have Smart Moss, Sports Moss, Vitamin C Moss, Colloidal Silver. They have just about everything that you, your child, and your whole entire family needs to stimulate your brain and your body and to make sure that your immune system is functioning. Before you tap into this great high-level conversation, listen to this song by Tezu Kulando called Goldwater. Let me bring my brother Blue in, and we can get started in a second. All right. We are living in some very beautiful, powerful times. What's going on with the God, the decoder, the high-level, synchronistic, divine challenger of reality, man? Good to see you, good brother.
To God, I'm making divine observations.
Man, you know what I'm saying? It's a beautiful time to be an observer.
There's a lot of moving pieces. There's a lot of information, and there's a lot of breaking developments, and you have to be able to put it all in perspective.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Because none of it is separate. To me, it's all a narrative. It's all telling me a story. These are just fillers in the sentences, right? We have been divinely prepared by scripture since the word has been written, that a time like this would be upon us. These are unprecedented times, but they are also, you know, times that have been foretold.
Yes.
You know, to speak about that four number, you know, even we can't have a discussion about even the definition of quarantine and its involvement association with the number 40 without prefacing it in a biblical way, because these numbers are synonymous in scripture for particular reasons, because they all lead up to a narrative. And in particular, you know, when we talk about 40 days and 40 nights, that conversation, as people are familiar, it signals a narrative about a flood, about an ending of times, about a deluge. You know what I'm saying? The deluge was promised, and the deluge was delivered, and the deluge is spoken of in multiple scripture books, not just, you know, the Bible. But they promised that the next cataclysmic event will be one of fire.
Mm.
Hence the fact that we are talking about Corona.
And 5G.
Right? And 5G. The hottest part of the sun, right? We're talking about Corona, which is the hottest part of the sun. Me and you have collectively been guiding and warning the people that there is an impending rise of solar activated energy. Not on the fear spectrum, because we're talking about the rise of Corona, the God. We're talking about the children of the sun,
mm-hmm.
right? Coming to their rightful throne and receiving their crown. And through my godly observation, I'm able to identify that this cycle for me was signaled March 31st when Nipsey Hussle made transition, a day before the new year of spring, and this man was a Leo.
Mm.
Okay, and he died at age 33. Okay. And then we saw his meteoric rise to stardom and fame. We saw his star become a supernova in his quote unquote death or his transformation.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, I observe all of these things, you know, in somewhat of a biblical sense, because it's all part of a narrative that we belong to, because we all exist under the auspices of that narrative, whether we agree with it or not. Just by the fact that if I say, what's today's date, what would be your response?
The 19th.
And you know, while it very well may be the 19th, in the Gregorian calendar, people would say today is March 13, 2020.
Yeah.
And just that level of agreement that we have on the date alone makes us party to the quote-unquote lie, if you will.
It's
not 2,020 years that this planet has been in existence.
Right.
So that takes up out of that takes us out of the frame of mind of who we are.
Right.
Because the messenger says that there was no time when man was not.
Come
on,
man.
You know what I'm saying? And Ali said that, and all of the messengers said that. And the messenger even prescribed a particular point in time that this particular planet has been in existence. Right? And when you take somebody out of their time, then they can no longer be the timekeepers or the measurers of time. Mm-hmm. Right? And if you can't measure the time, then there's no way that you can identify what the time is and what time that you are in, so you could be on time, in time, in real time.
You opened up things perfectly for me. This is where my expertise in the 19 keys lie, actually, in a way that you just opened that up very perfectly. You know, as you said, the messenger, he always talked about how it's the end of time. You understand me? The end of the world. And you have to understand that both of those things talk in very specific nuances. You know, because the world that we currently in is ran by white patriarchal intellect, meaning it's ran by the white man's mind. And even time itself, as we talked about, from the Julius Caesar calendar to the Gregorian calendar, those come from white and patriarchal intellect that represents just what? The sun. You understand me? But not the moon. It doesn't have 13 moons, even though the moon revolves 13 times during a cycle. And now this is very important to note, but let me take a few steps back, but just keep that in mind
second. I gotta build on that. I can add on to that. You know what I'm saying? This is a coronavirus that was signaled at the beginning of the Chinese lunar year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Remember, we experienced a fiscal new year January 1st, which coincides with the cosmic new year of Sirius, of which this particular country has been ordained to by way of Benjamin Banneker Bay laying the particular stone, right, and measuring, because he came from the lineage of the Dogon, he was able to measure Washington, D.C. perfectly to align it with Sirius. Hence the fact that whoever sits in 1600 Pennsylvania, right, they're aligned directly with a 555-foot Washington monument, which symbolizes a white phallic symbol.
Mm.
So I'm telling people, the reason that Donald Trump is not getting coronavirus is because he is the literal source of the quote-unquote pestilence.
Mm.
It's coming from him, right? Look at the way that it struck and attacked all his enemies. This is coming from a sick Caucasoid mind who has all of the power in the world right now because of his Teflon status.
Mm.
Right? This nigga is running around like he's covered by the blood of Jesus. He's undefeated. And now he's revengeful and striking out on his enemies. Right? So when you talk about, you know, this whole aspect of time, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to let you continue on that. I just want to build,
I said. I'm patient today. It's a lot to unlock. I've been in my meditations lately, so I've been really grounded, man. Excitement leads away the mind, and during this time, we have to be really grounded to be able to see, understand, interpret. You know, the mind was made to see. You understand me? The eyes were made to collect information. You understand me? So we can interpret it within the mind. And so the way I'm seeing things with my mind is, let's go back to time, and because this is all just important. and even how things even connect with J Electronica, you know. And we are in a self-imposed quarantine without the government. We don't want to shake hands, touch people. We don't want to be too social and go to social gatherings. People are doing self-imposed quarantines already on themselves. Now, understanding the sun, yes, time, crown, all of these things have so many different divine synchronistic connections.
You can't leave gold out of it. It's gold. Right? Like I said, this gold, which was spawned out of the fact that when we seen that brother go down on the 31st of March, and we made a determination that this had to come out, and this rose in the west where the sun is at. This gold is synonymous with Corona and the sun energy. This gold is not deactivated from its connection directly with a conversation about solar activation. This gold is the key to you unlocking your pineal gland so you can have high observation conversations like we are having right now.
Exactly.
This conversation is sponsored and powered by Goldwater. Please continue.
So let me make this J Electronica connection with this album real quick, A Written Testimony. All things interconnect when in the universe is just like a web. You understand me? Those within the flow, they are considered to be phenomenons, and phenomenons exist around each other. They are bodies, just much like you have the nine planets around the one sun. Those are all phenomenons. They attract each other in their own gravitational pull, and they all have meaning and synchronicity. And that's the way the universe works and flows around phenomenons. Now, let's just, before we don't even have to unpack the album or none of that to understand the connection. So, I text him and I said, you know, you making quarantine music. And we have a chat, right? My mother, she wrote in there, without even knowing that I texted him this, she put in the chat a verse about the Quran, and she made the connection between the way the quarantine and Quran, the first beginning, they're basically the same word. And she was talking about what that means for separation. Quarantine is a separation. So he said that this album, the bro was making a joke. It was Big Sean. He was making a joke. And he said, you know, this album 13 years in the making. He said, nah, it's 40 days and 40 nights. That's all.
Fact.
And he kept that as a central thing. Now,
J Electronica's tweet, when he informed the world about the coming year, like you said, he said, this is a 40 days and 40 nights. He reiterated that on the album.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
That's what a quarantine is, album, 40 days.
If this album did not, I mean, I've been a hip-hop enthusiast for a long time, right? We have been waiting, like my narrative about the Law 44 and all of that shit go back to the first time. We've been waiting for J Electronica for this long.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
And everybody who has held fort and said, yo, I'm giving the brother the time that he needs because I know that he's going to bring a divine message at the time that is needed.
Mm.
If, as a hip hop enthusiast, if that ain't a divine message on wax.
What y'all looking at is two worlds colliding, but one world is dying, right? So white patriarchal intellect. The white man's world is dying. Look. I've been reading some of these blogs and the way they talked about it. Complex wrote a beautiful article in the blog about dimensions of Master Fuad Muhammad, you understand me, and Five Percenters and Father Allah. And it was a very great blog. And I've been seeing a lot of that same thing around. I haven't been seeing the negative. We are in a time of separation. That's what polarization is. Two separate entities.
Right.
You have the black guy, and in office, you have the white devil. You understand me? Now, this polarization in the time of separation, everybody's looking at themselves on biological levels, but also mentally. When you go into the restroom, you notice that white folks have been washing their hands more than I've ever seen white people wash their hands in life. You understand me? Now, that is a self-imposed. When I see white people going to the restaurant, I don't want to shake their hands. I already imposed a quarantine for them biological germs because I know that's biological warfare, even shaking your hand, giving you germs that your body doesn't have a host defense or immunity for. You understand me? And that's the way that they always spread it against our people. So we talk about separation in the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. You said you made a point earlier when we were speaking. He said that he's a messenger for the messenger. You understand me? He reinforcing the message. And it's two types of people. It's people who know who they are, and it's people who don't know who they are. So after you listen to this album, it's going to be very hard for you to go back down to a low 60 frequency. Bro. That death frequency of music. And it looks, when you compare any of this to next to these little baby rappers, you understand me? You see where the fuck their mind is and how fucked up it is and how much they don't deserve a platform at all, regardless how good their interviews are or what they talk about. They don't deserve attention. They don't deserve nothing. I don't care if they're making some money. It's not deserved, because hip-hop is a platform that informs our people and raises their consciousness. And lately, it has been the opposite of making you more ignorant and lowering your consciousness. So the separation has to be able to take place. You understand me? Now, it has to be a quarantine. You understand me? And this quarantine has to be from cleanliness is next to godliness, the clean and the unclean. You understand me? The believers and the disbelievers. This is a very important time that we're living in. A lot of you all need to really go and get your affairs together when you start to understand the way things are unfolding. White patriarchy. Now, I'm going to make one last point. Isn't it currently a leap year? It's the during the leap year during this time, right? So everything correlates with time right now. You understand me? We ain't even got into what that representation of the crowns are. Because the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said it's during a time that where the starry crowns will replace the crosses. And that's the time that we living in. I ain't even got into the financials yet. We ain't even got into the money yet. This is all money and power and cosmic shifts. Not even just paradigm shift. You have to understand the way things are cosmically shifting to understand what's happening in your reality. Remember, you are so used to getting your information from the news, you have been misinformed your entire life. Truth is so hard for you to be able to take in that you can't understand nothing that's going around you. You have buzzwords flying in your head. Anytime you hear truth, you think conspiracy. That's what they have made you think. When you think lies, you think truth. That's how they got you so upside down and imbalanced. You've never had the opportunity to be around truth your whole life. You understand me? I'm talking about consistently. You've never had a time to be surrounded by truth. And now the one time that you can go be surrounded by truth, and I don't care who you are, where you are, what you think, or why you think it, is when you step into those doors in the Nation of Islam, and they're going to tell you some truth about who you are as a black God. And that's a place of quarantine.
That's a place of quarantine, right? Again, y'all, this conversation is sponsored by Goldwater. I need y'all to go and make a purchase on goldwater.com, because the information that you got thus far exceeds anything that you're going to hear on mainstream media on any given night. And I'm about to drop a bomb too, right? I appreciate you, brother.
Right? Yeah, likewise, God.
Every few people can keep up with the fucking marathon, right? Because these conversations that I have be looping around these motherfuckers because they don't have no idea about mathematical observation. So I observed the fact that in March 22nd of 2014, Jay-Z appeared on the remix for Mama, We Made It. We Made It, right? The remix came out on 3/22 of 2014, right? On April 6th, the New York Post put out an article because Jay-Z was featured courtside at a New Jersey Nets game wearing the universal flag chain, right? Mm-hmm. The 5% of chain. And he caused a motherfucking interruption in the market, mm-hmm, because the person that represented the symbol, the motif, the symbol for crass materialism and capitalism is Jay-Z. He embodies the throne that was vacated by Biggie Smalls. Biggie Smalls and Puff Daddy brought in materialism to represent a 6-point frequency because they were Roman Catholic children of the church. Hip-hop had always been on a 5-point frequency with the 5%ers always being in charge. But Puffy and Biggie in particular dethroned Wu-Tang in New York, and they brought forth the 6-point frequency. It was all about materialism, very feminine energy, right? Where the emphasis was now on jewelry and clothes. when Big got assassinated on March 9th during a new moon solar eclipse with the Halley-Bopp comet passing over, okay? And it was Christopher, and he was born on a Sunday, okay? So, again, we're identifying another rapper who we says has messianic Christ-like energy. But we live in a time when this is a demiurge time. So the Christ you're looking for going to have stains on his fucking feet, right? It ain't the Christ that you used to. It's, remember when you went and seen Batman and it was the other Batman? Right? Your heroes are your villains now. This shit is different, right? This ain't during the sanitized puritanical days of Christ. This shit different. So the leaders that you get and the messiahs and messengers you get, you really don't recognize them because you're looking for something pearly white,
yeah.
Sanitized white. These people are messianic forces. Jesus only had 300-something fucking people listening and following him. These niggas got 300 million. Vicky Small sold Diamond, right? What are you talking about? You live, it was all a dream, and you live in his dream to this day. And it's reinforced by fucking Jay-Z. So when Jay Electronica puts an album out and the very motif of capitalism flips the script,
yo, I don't know. I think his phone might have died because he was going in. And I wanted to drop some more on him because we've been taking in a lot of information. We've been studying, and that's why we can be more calm during times like this. Unfortunately, these are times where the average person is in panic mode. And panic mode shows that you haven't, you don't, for one, and number one, it shows you don't have control over your emotions because panic is just an emotion. Whoa, 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 what just happened? Luckily, wait a minute, Instagram just shut us out. Let's get back live. I don't know what that was about. All right, we're back live, y'all. For those who are listening right now on the podcast, we had a brief interruption at 20 minutes. First, it kicked out my brother, then it kicked me out, and it didn't allow me to save it. But that's why I make sure that I always record these, because these are historical conversations to be understood and to be unpacked. A lot of people don't understand that a lot of the information that I talk about during the podcast, during the YouTube, and my videos, I don't always put on the page. So they don't know how deep the 19 keys go. But that's why I'm grateful for those who do tap in and those who do join, because it is a very powerful page. And when I see, I go around and I see everybody else's interpretations and observations, they're usually 19 days late. Wait a minute, my brother Decoder's here. I got you. I'm recording, brother. I got you live still. The people can hear you.
Huh?
You playing on my phone. I mean, you're on the speaker, but I'm recording on my phone. I'm live still.
Are you still live?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So the point that I was making is that...
No, but you can come live because the people on live. I'm just got you on my phone. Okay. I got them on pause. All right. All
right.
Okay, all right. So Blue Pill about to come back on in. So, yeah, they stopped it. I don't even know. They stopped it early. We was getting into it. These conversations, nobody's having these conversations the way we have them. I'm just going to say it like that. Oh, wait a minute. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Don't record. Something that I found out recently. You there, brother? Yeah.
It's freezing, right?
Yeah. They know what they're doing. Somebody over there pressing buttons. But listen. One thing I found out recently is that the brother Jay Electronica's birthday is on the 19th of September. I did not know that. You know, I find myself resonating. What's going on with my good brother, man? So all those listening, we having technical difficulties. Instagram keeps kicking me out. I mean, I know I got good signal. There's no reason that it should be happening right now, but this is consistent. This is the second time it happened. I want to bring my brother back and we're going to try this again. Because the whole point was on here was to give divine guidance during this time, you know. All right. Are you there, brother? You good?
Yeah. Yeah. Back in the building.
So let's just go ahead and start. So what I was saying was I just found out that this brother's birthday was on the 19th of September. You understand me? And it makes sense. You understand me? As you said. Yeah. I didn't know that. You know, things just, they always seem to come together. And it's funny because I'm going to tell you all a quick story. So I wrote a chapter in my book, and it's about time that these 19 keys come out so you can understand. But it's just, now it's at this point where there's so much unfolding. If I wait for it all to unfold, I'll never be done because it just continues to unfold in such a beautiful manner. But
yeah, they asked him whose birthday.
Oh, J Electronica's birthday is on the 19th of September, 9/19. Right. So I wrote in my book.
He's a Virgo.
Yeah. Yeah, my parents' birthday on the 17th. Yeah. So I wrote in my book about Mayweather, actually. And
your parents on the 17th?
Yeah, both of them. And I got twin younger both brothers. Theirs on the 4th. Yeah.
My shorty on the 17th. Brother Richard the 17th. Yeah.
Them Virgos That's run crazy. Deep around us. They're some smart people. I give them that. They get revelations as well.
They the shit, bro.
So, I just only want to explain this so that people can understand like the interpretation of synchronicity. Like, sometimes you observe something and not know the meaning, but the synchronicity is to find the meaning. And that's where you find the power in it. Because you also, as a low level or high level, you're going to create meaning that otherwise doesn't exist unless you create it. And that's where the power of a high-level observer comes from. So there's a chapter that talks about Mayweather, actually, within a book. And it more so talks about how knowing who you are before even showing the world. You understand me? And it basically talks about how when he stepped in the first time he ever stepped in a ring, before he ever won, he was undefeated. Every time he stepped in the ring, he was undefeated. Every time he stepped out the ring, he was undefeated. There was never a time nor he wasn't undefeated. He just had to go on the journey of showing the world who he was because the world can only filter you through the illusions of what you show them. But that's still not all that a person is. But his journey began when he was 19 years old during the Olympics when they robbed him during that fight because he had completely won and through everybody's eyes that ever watched that, seeing that he had won. And I didn't even know that, you know, that he even started at 19 years old. And that's where his journey had began. You understand me? And changed his mindset. And, of course, that happened with Nipsey Hussle and his family mindset and consciousness when he went out to Eritrea and he made that observation.
He told me that story himself.
Happened with Farrakhan when he made that observation at 19 years old. And many other. I'm not going to go down the list. Y'all got to get the book. But it's just, I want y'all to understand when we say we're having high-level conversations and high-level observers, you cannot be in panic mode and observe the world because you're constantly reacting. You're giving energy to something instead of observing the energy and absorbing it, taking in and collecting that data and information and knowing how to move. That's why in times of panic, you can lose because the psychopaths are calm because they don't have emotions. And that's why those who run the world create panic because during that time they can win. When everybody else is going crazy, they calm, and that's where they win the most. You understand
calm
me?
And calculated. Yeah,
yes.
Calm and calculated. They're executing right now.
So a lot of people have been telling you, don't worry about the virus. For one, that's not even the worry in the first place. The real thing that, or they saying that the virus isn't real, whatever it is, that's not the point. You can't calm people by that because the world is moving around you. The global market is changing. Politics, sports industry, rituals that have been going on for hundreds of years have been interrupted. That is real. So the way you calm somebody is not to tell them in an angry fashion or a frustrated fashion. It's just to show them that this is what not being calm, not panicking looks like. This is how I'm navigating through the maze. Follow me in what I'm doing. The best way to lead is by example, which is why it's not working for a lot of people and they're becoming frustrated themselves. You don't really understand it. You can't panic and tell other people not to panic. That's not the way people work.
You understand me? So during this time, either you can play, there's three roles that you can play: the wolf, the sheep, or the shepherd. And you have to decide which one is it. Sometimes playing the sheep is not the necessary bad thing, because that represents who you are currently in life and where you need to follow the shepherd to not be eaten by the sheep. Until you follow the shepherd enough to where you can become a shepherd and lead the other sheep. You understand me? But the goal is not to get eaten by the wolves. And the wolves are out with their teeth ready. So we are shepherding the people right now. You understand me? Because there's nothing but a wolf market out there, and everything will get you. And I want our people to observe, separate, and capitalize righteously. I said capitalize with a capital goddamn C. You understand me? I want you to understand that from a very deep standpoint, that there are those who can't wait for the market to go down, can't wait for things to go upside down, because things follow patterns, and that's when people can bet against the system and make the most, but that's when our people lose the most. You understand me? Interest rates get lowered and we go into debt, but then we don't have cash flow to match the debt, and then therefore we fall into a recession and then a depression. Because we don't understand the global markets and the economy around us. We don't understand the stock markets besides an exchange. We don't understand money if it's not cash. We don't understand power. You understand me? Unless it is oppressing each other. So therefore, we have to step outside our own bodies and separate from our own lower selves and quarantine ourselves from our reactive minds. And we have to step into a higher position that we have been granted as black people, children of the sun.
Right.
So, crowns.
That's definitely a high level observation. And there's a reason that you are who you are, and you're doing what you're doing. I'll ask you like this, you know, because we were speaking earlier about the messenger qualifying the messenger, right?
Yes, sir.
But that cycle doesn't stop. So there's a continuum of qualifying the messenger. Let's make an observation. We just came out of Mercury retrograde, right? Mercury is the sign of the messenger.
Mm.
But what is the angel of the messenger?
Jibril.
Gabriel, which is who?
Jibril.
Now, I don't know if the people on live know who Jibril is. Can you introduce yourself, good brother?
I'm Jibril.
They only know about 19 keys.
So Jibril will be the one who gave the messages that Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, were able to be in tune with. In yoga, some of them call that, had them tapping into that crown chakra. You understand me?
Right.
That higher enlightenment streaming those thoughts.
So Jibril is the messenger, right, who brought the word, the Quranic word, okay, to the Prophet Muhammad, okay, and also we identify Elijah as the messenger, okay? And he was brought the word by Master Farah, right?
Yes, sir.
And then you have, my name is Paul, you understand? Paul brought the message. What Christianity is today is as a response. Paul is responsible for that. They live under Pauline Christianity is what they call it, right? And this is what the entire world is observing at this particular point. But he was the one that qualified and edified the entire narrative and script and story of Jesus. He put it together. So he was Jesus's messenger. You understand? And we're talking about this whole aspect of even the messenger, and that corresponds with the symbol of Nike, because the messenger has wings on his shoes, right? Or Mercury, if you look at the quote unquote Roman aspect, because all of this energy has different manifestations in traditional belief systems, folklores, myths, and traditions, and everything. So Mercury or the messenger would also be Nike, right? And Nike is synonymous with the theme of victory, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're talking about here. We're talking about the ending of a marathon. The marathon is ending, y'all. We're going into the victory lap. This is the Jubilee year. When I did the etymology and the gematria for Nipsey Hussle's name, his number comes up to 48. 48 means Jubilee. So let's go into the number 40 and see what else it qualifies it means. Because if we're talking about, because this is a frequency war that we're in right now. This is all about frequency. So this brother comes with a new frequency, a new conversation. Anytime you put God in the music, we win. It's a victory, right? We in the victory lap right now. The brother has delivered a message. You can eat it. It's food. I wrote 7 songs already off of the inspiration. It's jet fuel for the mothership. I got an album. I could record this shit tonight and have an album ready.
Yeah. Put me in the studio.
I've been writing for the last 4 days. So this came at a perfect time. My shorty will tell you my pen been going crazy.
We remember what happened when 444 came out and the inspiration that drove through all the artists.
It's 528. This album is 528 because 444 is an angelic musical heart frequency. It's all heart frequency, but 528 is the highest. This is the purple tone. This
that
is
God frequency.
That God frequency, the royals. All the gods should be rejoicing right now. We got a victory in the midst of chaos.
At the highest you got your level.
Shield. You got your shield and your armor. There should be no excuses. If you can't shoot these things right here, you wasn't made for this.
Bro,
right?
At the highest, there is no higher level than we could have had this done on a platform. Listen, I love this time right now, man. My platform has always been one, and the way I execute is kind of like J Electronica's music. You understand me? I want to make high luxury consciousness to where we put it in your face and we shift paradigms with it. You understand me? And when I first started, at a time where a lot of people didn't even want to be a Muslim post 9/11, I had my Assalamu Alaikum shirts. But they were so dope that non-Muslims wanted to wear it. But it was also such a bold statement because there was no hiding. And then I put the crowns on the people. You understand me? That where it's like, wait a minute, these are finesse and these are dope. Without even knowing exactly what it means for a lot of people, without knowing that there's a, I'm gonna show y'all a little my forehead. Y'all get some forehead action? Y'all want some forehead action? You know what I'm saying? You see that? I got a nice lining right now. We good to go. But I'm gonna show you, we got the Zorbs in there though. You know what I'm talking about?
Talk about it.
To protect your frequencies. Boy, y'all just got some forehead action. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That forehead look nice under there, huh?
So, you know, this family, what the brother's showing you is from our Shungite technology. We already have the radiation blockers. We've already been considerate enough to think about you and your future self while you was presently doing whatever the fuck it is that you was doing while we was creating this future for you. Yeah. So we calm in the midst of the storm because we was been prepared for this. Right?
It's like
we got answers and solutions. It's exciting.
It is. I smile, man. I smile because it's like we on point. But that's what God consciousness is. You have to understand, what will God do? The point of all of it is to get you to God consciousness. The quote that I live by and I go by this, it was by Master Fuad Muhammad. I go to the root knowledge basis on the whole platform and brand, which is to unlock those 19 million with the 19 million with those bondas. You understand me? And understand what those bondas are. I'm going to let you go study that. I'm going to put it in the book. You understand me? But we talking about unlocking people to where they can get to that higher frequency God consciousness, where they emanate with the word and the rhythm. You understand me? Imagine if all 254 people that's sitting on this live were all high-level observers and executors. When something happened, you would be like the guy who took that limitless pill, calm and in an executing fashion, producing solutions and still making a greater life to where they call it a pandemic, but this was the best time of your life. He's like, pandemic? I just took a smart moss pill. I'm healthy, immune, and putting puts on stocks to get paid because I know that these goddamn, I know that these companies, for one, when you look at, they make liquidity injections, that's basically saying that they printed money to bail out companies. You understand me? That's what they do. But when they print out money to bail out companies, what did they do? They make the dollar worth less because of inflation, which makes commodities even higher. But it also says that these stocks ain't really worth what it's worth because if it was, they wouldn't need to put the money in there. You understand me? So you start to understand that, wait a minute, the interest rates are high right now only because they basically borrowing against the future, which means that they're going to be less in the future, which brings the price down, which creates these cycles of recessions.
They was already $21 trillion in debt. right? And they did not tell you last week they lost $9 trillion in the market. They didn't tell you that in the global market. And then the shit happened with the oil. Lord knows what they lost this week because they're crying about it. So I ain't even get the figures back for this week yet. But they're injecting, you know, life serum into a dead body. It's a dead corpse.
And it's, you know what I'm saying? And it's a pattern.
Yes, this was everything that the ancestors always said it would be. And then, you know, the only thing that we have to make sure is we didn't get caught with our pants down because, you know, whoever can survive this, you're going to come out into a new world. The models already exist for you to autonomously live and do the shit that you were supposed to always be doing rent-free. You know, you ain't got to pay no fucking light bill. Free energy. You know what I'm saying? Greenhouses on your property so you're creating your own food so you never have to depend on. It was a bad experiment. We tried it. It wasn't for a long time. Our people, our parents' parents only knew about growing food. Only our parents and us know about a time when you're not providing your own food. It was a bad experiment, and we won't be going back to it again because these people are going to be sitting on their hands waiting for a market other than China to send them food because they don't want to do business with China. Yeah. China definitely don't want to do business with the U.S. right now. They are in a full-fledged cyber war, propaganda war, a trade war. It's a lot of wars going on, y'all.
You feel me?
If
you
look, this shit have anything to do with you.
If you look right? around...
But if you don't... Yes.
I would just say, if you look up China and America and 5G, you will find that everybody on their platforms, all these billionaires, was talking about this before this popped off. At least 3 weeks, or I would say 3 months prior, it was heavy propaganda. Now, you have to understand the way the body works, right? Propaganda is like food, right? You take it in, that's what you become. You digest that. That's what's in your mind. It starts to filter your reality. Now, and when we eat food, they say the health that you currently feel right now is from last week's food that you ate, basically. Not from the food that you just ate. So you can eat some junk food and feel good, not realizing that, no, that junk food hasn't had time to process, turn into new cells into 1 week. That's the same thing with propaganda when you're programming a body of people. They're going to need at least 3 months ahead of time to start putting propaganda in there. And at some time, of course, feeding a global amount of people requires them to do it decades ahead of time. You understand me? So the current mindset that you have is from the propaganda that you didn't even realize you were being fed subconsciously around you. It's same thing that happened in 9/11. They start pushing about Islamic terrorism and Osama bin Laden. So when it came, you didn't even realize that you filtered it through this lens that prepared you because of these so-called 19 hijackers that started 9/11. But after 9/11, of course, the 2008 recession was the biggest paradigm shift. And what you should have learned from that was not get caught doing one thing. What do I mean by that? Everybody's worried because school has made you the one thing. It says, don't be a master of all trades. See, y'all never heard that before. You always was taught, don't be a jack of all trades. Nobody said you can be a master of all trades. That's a different mindset just by switching that paradigm language. Nobody ever said you can be a master of all trades. It was never even spoken about to you, right? But that's what a polymath is. School was made. Universities was talking about making universal thinkers. That's where that comes from, polymathic thinking, to where your skill set spans in many different areas and branches off. But you have a root knowledge, you understand me, based on who you are. So when things happen, you can transition, pivot. In your mind is like a diversified portfolio. You understand me? To where you might be making some risky bets, but then you have some other things that's not so risky, like having gold in your portfolio. You understand me? That leverages these things out. But we don't have skill sets that's like gold that leverages it out, that we can always make money on, that we can always rely on. No, our betting is leveraged much more risky because we're not mathematical thinkers. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad says, raise them up to know calculus. Calculus is a study of constant rate of change. You see, when you get back into these teachings and you've let everybody fool you away from disliking these teachings, but you never thought about who taught Malcolm. Who taught J. Electronica that made him so dope? Without the messengers teaching, this album wouldn't exist. So now we get to go back to these qualifications and say, damn, he ain't just make the greatest leaders. This dude done make the greatest rappers too? What? He influenced the greatest albums of all time? This now goes into to his record.
I mean, but yeah, by proxy, that's what I'm saying. All of the five-point energy that we identify in hip-hop either came from guy bodies or, you know, people that was adherents to NOI.
Who's known as one of the greatest, the in older hip-hop, who's known as one of the greatest MCs of all time?
Rakim.
Exactly. God body.
Yeah.
God body.
Information. So, yeah, the mathematics have always played a paramount role in a music that is based on mathematics, right? It's a 4-4 bar frequency.
Mathematics is Islam. Islam's is mathematics.
Four. Yeah. So, I mean, you can't approach that without being scientific if you want to be one of the ones. You know what I'm saying? You have to have a scientific approach to this music. Let me go real quick into the science of the 40 real quick. You know what I'm saying? So we can talk about what this number frequency is also hitting on. So 4 = 4, which is the humanities movement through time to completion, to closure. 40 seems to have many meanings associated with it, especially in religion. All right. It is the number of probation, trial, initiation, and death.
Mm.
Okay? As an elevation of 4, it is wholeness and totality. The importance of the 44 days probably come, I mean, of the 40 days, probably comes from the Babylonian 40 days disappearance of the Pleiades, a period of rain, storms, floods, and dangers. The return of the Pleiades was a time of rejoicing, and a bundle of 40 reeds was burnt for 40 days of evil to ward off evil power. Right, the Roman quarantine keeps ships isolated for 40 days in the harbor. All right, temples in Persia, Baalbek, Tartary, those in the Druids and the temples of Ezekiel have 40 pillars. Jesus spent 40 days in the desert being tempted by the devil. There are 40 days to Lent, from which we're 40 days in the wilderness. We are under Lent right now, leading up into Easter on April the 12th. Okay, there are, that's when I'm dropping Christ Consciousness, the movie. So please, 44 minutes. There are 40 of the resurrection from Easter to Ascension, right? There are 40 days to privileged sanctuary and 40 days to Saint something within what that is. 40 days Elijah was in the hiding, probation of Nineveh under Jonah. So, you know, I got a few more in here. The flood, of course, 40 days and 40 nights with Noah. Isaac was 40 years old when he married Rebekah, and Esau was also 40 when he took a wife. It took 40 days to embalm Jacob. The standard legal beating consisted of 40 blows, right? At Sukkoth, Saul's or Paul's army and the Philistines sat and looked at each other for 40 days. David reigned for 40 years, as did Solomon. Now, this is key, because just the other day, when Harvey Weinstein got sentenced, a statue, a replica that had been in the Glendale Cemetery out in California for 500 years, suddenly broke to pieces and collapsed, right? David represents the house of Israel, okay? Harvey Weinstein represents the nexus point between everybody's dirt. He knows everything. He was the person that greeted you at the door and said, welcome to the party.
Mm-hmm.
He's the bag man for the Democratic, the whole motherfucking situation. So he was there with the spirit cookers, the baby eaters, the blood drinkers. Okay? He knows it all. When he went down, they all went down with him. The system is defunct. This shit is over, y'all. You can continue holding on to daddy, to Zaddy, all you want. He got one foot in the grave, and he gonna pull you down with him. Quarantine. Get the fuck away from him. Separation right now. You're being forced to do it on your own. After you finish this moon cycle of 28 days doing for self, you ain't never gonna want to go back and be up under nobody's fucking deodorant. All right? And it was forced on you because you couldn't figure it out yourself, but we are under a different sun. We're under a different corona. That's another thing. Don't allow them to create the antichrist in you. Because if you go anti the sun, if you go anti-corona, then you're the antichrist. And you have to understand this is still about corona rising energy. It's still about the sun. It's still about the one. It's still about the Christ, y'all. Get back to fucking God or whoever, whatever you call it. Right? Cleansiness is next to godliness. Don't motherfucking get cleansiness and forget the whole godly part.
Come on now. And cleansiness is linked to honesty scientifically because, you know what I mean? God is the truth. That's the frequency of godliness. Now, we talk about this word corona. Now, we know that it has multiple double-sided meanings. Corona.
Wait, wait. Let me just finish this one last one, right? In Islam, the number of change and death, but also of reconciliation and return to principle. Muhammad received his call at 40 years, the 40 days, bro. This is all 44 energy. I mean, this is 44 energy, bro.
Yes, sir. And so the messenger, 40 years as well.
Bro, just saying.
So, yes, sir.
I'm just saying.
You know, we doing the crowning stage, right? That's what the corona crowns. The connection between these words, when you understand it, you know. I seen a funny meme that you sent me where the guy was talking about corona and he had spelled it backwards and it was funny. It didn't really mean anything.
But he pulled the 44 out of it, didn't he?
What was the, I thought it would have ended at 1328 or something like that.
He brought it up to 443.
Ah, right? Okay, which yeah.
Interesting. Because if you add today up, today is 344. You understand? So let no observation go unnoticed, brother.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Because I was just right. I was like, earlier, I was like, yo, I got to go and see what 344 means. I got to go, you know, research that particular number frequent. And then I seen that on the video. I was like, oh, that's interesting. That's an observation. But yeah, this is a 44. The fingerprint of this particular corona is the number 44. But it has been designated as a 19. You know what I'm saying? So
because it was found in the year of the keys, 2019. They know what they was doing. I told you year of the keys was everything.
It runs and coincides with this 19 and 44 energy that represents the opposite of what that shit represents. This is corona rising.
Right.
Right.
It's crowns the, 19 the versus COVID-19.
Cold water and crowns oil and crowns 19 and the law 44. Yeah, this is corona rising. This is leading to Christ consciousness. That shit is the anti.
So a lot of people have been making a prolific statement that the real virus is fear. And I understand what they mean when they say you download that. And that's why I say it's the crown mind versus the COVID mind. You understand me? The crown 19 mind versus the COVID 19 mind. Now the crown mind sees opportunity, observation, is calm, is tapped into that God consciousness, that master frequency at all times, is a critical thinker, in-depth thinker, non-reactive. You understand me? Mindset, always focus and discipline. That's what it means to really have that crown mind, to seek righteousness, freedom, justice, and equality, to be a divine reminder cosmically. Now, that COVID mind is one that is a reactor, one that is fearful, one that is stressed and anxiety, is a low performer and a low observer. You understand me? One that produces the own fears and disease within the body based on the mind being in a low frequency state consistently. You understand me? So when we start to compare these two, we see the separation between those who are crowned and those who are that crown mind, those who are that COVID mind. Because your immune system starts in your mind. When you first start to let things seep into your mind and become impressioned, you understand me? That's what this phase is the impressioning. What is an impressioning? An impressioning is when a person can really mold a visual image and an idea in your mind, a precept. Right. Now, in locksmith, impressioning is when you take a key, a blank key, and you fix that key to the connects to the grooves and lock of the actual lock, and now you have a working key. You understand me? But because they made your mind in the first place, they already know the grooves and locks of it. They already know how to make impressions and control you. You understand me? Now, when most of the keys made in the U.S., You understand me? They don't make special ones to where each one is different. That's why locksmiths and pickers can easily go into any doors that they want to, because they all have the same grooves and locks in them. And because we were indoctrinated into society, they already know what grooves are locked and set in there. For some people, when Honorable Elijah Muhammad first came and told you that the white man wasn't God and that the white man wasn't Jesus, you understand me? That was the first time you had a shift in those grooves and lock, and he unlocked something for you. And he opened and expanded knowledge of self to see yourself as God. You understand me? So it's important to understand on what side of the field. If you close your eyes and I said, picture Jesus, did a white man pop up? For 95% of people in here, maybe 99%. Absolutely, because that programming has been impressioned in your mind so deep through the DNA, not even just you, your parents, your forefathers, your great-great-parents. We hear about the idea and the picture of Jesus, but in your mind, it's some white man. Now, you have to understand, Jesus represents a consciousness. You've never seen a physical body come talk to you and tap in. It represents a consciousness passed down, spread, impressioned into the people, worshiped and deified without really unlocking what that real Jesus is and what even being able to recognize that type of consciousness in your environment and how to take on that same messianic energy to utilize it as your standard to where you do so much good, you become sinless. I didn't say you never sinned. See, that's something that the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan broke down. He said, I'm sinless. He said, I ain't never sinned. I done so much good that it overworks it like that mod scale. No, that's what he meant. You understand me? So you have to understand that in your life, I always say I want to be more like Jesus. Back in the day, I wouldn't have been able to understand that statement and qualify it with action to understand how that's such magnificent and prolific of a thought. Because Jesus, if you understand that idea and take the Christianity, strip the religion out of it and go into the consciousness, then you understand, wait a minute, that's where the power is. That's what breaks down this world. What the Jews wanted to go into the actual Bible and they considered it to be anti-Semitic because Jesus was against the Jews and what they was doing back in those days. And they killed him. And if you go to the Talmud, they will tell you that Jesus is resting in shit. That's why when Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan challenged all their scholars in Madison Square Garden in front of the world, they said no, because they didn't want the truth to come out. So you have to understand that Jesus' birth is represented in Surah 19, verse 19, when you want to break it down. But when we talk about that crown of thorns. Heavy is the head that wears the crown. Your mind supposed to be tapped in to where they can't get you to tap out. They can't get you to panic. You understand me? There's no sport in play right now. Good. Because that just has you escaping for a second. We're not dealing with the shit.
Right? Again, because we're not having high-level observations. And the fact that what we're talking about, 2020, is about vision. Perfect vision only comes by way of observation. And you're only going to make a key observation of this particular magnitude if you have that key eye open, that third eye or that first eye. And that comes by way of decalcifying that particular pineal gland, because we have all been bombarded by not only chemtrails, but voluntarily by fluoride, the water that we drink and our toothpaste. So a high level observation would say, look, the eyes are connected to the brain. Right? The eyes are an extension of the brain. They're connected to the brain. They are the relay system for the brain for it to now factor in, quote unquote, what reality is. And it projects it from a box in the back of your head, and that becomes your reality. You dig what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So the way that, you know, we are able to look at these things and observe them and see through them, you know what I'm saying? And see the other side of them in the multidimensional aspect, because everything has a side, it has a bottom, it has a top. You know what I'm saying? You have to have the 360 observation of these particular things. And this is what the information and the lessons has prepared us for.
Yes, sir.
You know, and I want to speak on the fact that the minister's last address to the people about two Sundays ago, right? Who is Jesus? Right? And we would recommend as homework for people to get what they call on code. Go look at that particular lecture.
Absolutely.
Man. Go look at that lecture. You dig what I'm saying? Go look at Farrakhan's last message, his lecture, because it sounded like his outro. He prefaced it like that was his last message to the overall nation, the family of nations, you know? So you should go and listen to it. He made a lot of sense and qualified this term that has a lot of people lost. And now is not the time to be lost. You have to find your consciousness. You have to be aware and very conscious of what you're observing, because your fluctuation and how you feel about yourself and how you feel about your circumstance comes by way of what you're looking at and what you're allowing into your ears. And if you're looking at the news and you're waiting for Trump to make sense, people are actually sitting there waiting on this, right? I know he's going to come around the corner and say something that makes sense and be presidential, because he is our president. They, you know, whether they know it or not, they are on autopilot for Pledge of the Allegiance. You know what I'm saying? They lock stop. They don't even understand how fast they lock stop, because you are adherence to folk traditions in this country. It don't matter whether you pledge allegiance or not. You celebrate Thanksgiving.
Right. You committed to it already.
You committed to it.
And then
you programmed.
This is one thing that I learned from powerful people. Is powerful people always respect other powerful people. Because what they observe, when you observe other people's power, it allows you to reflect that within yourself. If you observe what you dislike in a person, then you're creating that observation and you're taking that in as well. So this is one thing that people do not understand. That's why to be on a frequency that's where I hate this man, I hate that, it does nothing for you. It lowers your frequency. It's reflected back in your energy. So powerful people see people in positions of power and they respect it because it is a reflection of their own power and utility. So it's also creating observations that you want to see, so you're constantly reflecting and seeing the right things in yourself and your own power to utilize it. But if you constantly look at other people, and I know most of the things that we dislike other people are what we observe about ourselves. You understand me? I don't like when people don't text me back right away, but I don't text people back right away. I know it. You understand me? I get it. I don't like it because that's what I observe in myself, and I don't like when I observe that in someone else. But if you change your observation,
both of us
rhythm,
can't be there.
Yeah.
You gotta get your shit while I get my shit together.
Right. But if you observe somebody else doing something that you're not doing on a better level, then you want that to be around because you're gonna mirror that. It's gonna influence you, right, regardless.
Mirror observation.
Yeah.
Right? We have mirror neurons. We can actually, and you know, we learn this by going to boxing class. If you look at the instructor and you have mirror neurons, you can mirror that particular technique and get your shit together. This is how we technically learn.
This is why we don't dance around white people. They throw off our rhythm.
Look, it works to our benefit, but also to our detriment. If we get an idea to say, were there any conclusive research and studies done on the effects of television? How long do you think television has been around? Only since the early, 40s or the 50s. So this is relatively a new technology. But now we're making observation, and the mirror neurons are looking at the things that, now that we understand dopamine, the things that are making us feel, like when we look at Wheel of Fortune, shit used to make us feel good.
Yeah.
Right?
Seeing other people win makes you feel good.
Right. So all of the narrative that they presented to us on television had blonde hair, white people winning, and they always reinforced the notion that you was always losing. You was the first one killed in the movie. Who would want to be black?
Right.
I don't want to be black in this movie no more, but your life is the movie. So now you hate yourself.
And that's not, it's not masculine.
Observations.
It's a feminine, for a masculine man to observe loss is a feminine thing, because masculinity rewards you with the action of things that reward you. Meaning that in society, if, having a car is rewarded with stature in society, the masculine thing is to go get you a car. And that testosterone rewards you with that action. So if you see somebody, and of course we know that the masculine thing is to get in a fight and win. So if we observing constantly other people losing, then it effeminates you. It doesn't allow you to produce that same endorphin that testosterone rewards you with to want to go do that same thing. You see somebody, you see a boxer boxing, like, ooh, getting in there. But when we see Wilder or Fury lose, we like, shit, that just brought my spirit down. You understand me?
It's like you did. It feels like you lost because you were vicariously invested, right, in that particular archetypical warrior that always wins. You was winning through him.
Now that brings me to a point to here.
You have an opportunity to bet with him and win on that level. Shit, I can win financially with his particular personal game.
Right.
When he loses, you lose with him because you are invested vicariously in this particular person that you vicariously live through.
And that brings me to this point. If we're in this time, right, where there's money to be made, there's blood in the streets. A lot of people don't know how they're going to get paid. This thing has really got them in worry and panic mode. For a lot of men during times that where joblessness, it makes them become lazier. You understand? I mean, they get stressed, anxiety, they can't think, they overindulge in video games and things of that nature. My point, though, really is about who do you know? And this gives you the great opportunity to separate and quarantine yourself from people who have no valuable information that you can utilize. And if you're that person, quarantine yourself around them people and find other valuable people. Because at this particular stage in time, you should only be around people who giving you education, resources, knowledge. See, this is why unity is so important, because in a unified system, you're not worrying about if they got all the water. You just call up whoever got it in their household. You understand me? You're not worried about not knowing about money and different ways to make it, because y'all are sharing information on how to go get it. You have to be surrounded by the right influences, especially during times like this. So it makes you audit, because you're like, I can't call none of these people I know to give me any value. We call each other to complain instead of the gain. You understand? We could talking about the losses instead of the profits. We talking about the panic instead of the preparation. You understand? We talking about the devil instead of the black guys. So I don't want to be around nobody who talking about the eyes instead of how they getting even. You know what I'm saying?
Yo. Somebody saved this line. I'm getting this shit transcribed. I'm gonna write a book tomorrow.
Oh man, we write so many books when we talk, man. It's ridiculous. And it's funny because, like I said, a lot of this don't make my page, so people don't know that the 19 keys be getting these deep. You know what I mean? You might see. It's funny.
They get beams on the timeline.
Yeah. But these are the people that get blessed when you get it live, because this is where I get I'm not trying to condense it always in 1 minute, because sometimes you need the full picture. You understand me? You don't need the condensed. People ask me about business, marketing, branding, and I can break that shit so down so well. And they be like, damn, I didn't even know you knew that. I told a brother the other day, I said, you don't come to me just because I speak. You come to me because of my creativity and how I market the way that I speak. And that's what pulled you in the first place. But we're so stuck looking at the results of things that we don't understand the genius of the process that went into it. When we look at a billionaire, you understand me? Like Ray Dalio, he's Diddy's mentor. And everybody was night loving that clip, but you didn't study the white boy's mindset. You understand me? It wasn't about the fact that he made hundreds of millions of dollars. How?
Yeah. Did you buy a principle? Did you read the book? Did you at least follow the internet page? Because he be dropping gems on there all the time. But even to dig deeper, did you find anything out about his story? Did you see if he has a biography? You know what I'm saying? Like, really do the research, you know?
Listen, so, right now, yeah. I walked into...
tell him a little bit more about the brother.
About which brother?
Did you finish with the Ray Diallo, or you was going to...
Oh, well, I was expanding upon... There's a good video he has out, and you all might want to go listen to. It's 30 minutes of how the global economy works, on how the economy works, and he breaks it down. Now, I'll be honest. If you don't have integrated knowledge of understanding it, you might have to watch it a couple of times. Stop it, pause, read some of the information, and it starts to connect over time. But it's a very simplified way of understanding the market and how things work. Now, this guy, he just made a large amount of money shorting, and I mean, putting options against the economy, because he already sees the way things are going to work, because he studies paradigms and patterns. And he goes deep into of how the different paradigms work, and understanding it not in the sense of looking at one, but looking at all of the economic paradigms and how it's happened over time. So especially looking at 32, when we had the Depression, and then the 2008, and then, you know what I mean, the current one that we're in right now. and how these things are triggered. What are the yield, interest rates, gold? Why is that a good class for you to be adding into your portfolio, the whole nine yard? But it's funny because here I am at the age I am as a grown man, and there was nobody around to teach me any of those things. I heard buzzwords about portfolios and stuff, but nobody gave me the access. Nobody gave me the information because I wasn't around people who knew it. It's not that they were selfish. They didn't know it. You understand me?
They didn't know.
They didn't know it. So it's just nothing to even be mad about. Now that I'm smart and I have this ability to go find it on my own to ask myself questions that I don't know. And if I don't know, then that means I need to go seek the information. So that's a practice that you need to do. I don't know how to make money. You don't stop at that. You go research. Yes. And you also have to understand this point. I'm 19. Somebody asked how old I was. I'm 19. Thank you for that. You know what I'm talking about. 19. Leave me alone. The point of this thing is that we live in a time where you never have to be ignorant unless it's a choice that you want to make. You understand me now? If you choose ignorance, you are successful because you don't know anything. You understand me? But if you want knowledge, it exists in every moment. It exists in books, articles, people. But never make people your crutch that don't want to answer your questions because they don't have time because they're busy answering their own. And this is where people lose in society. They DM someone and they say, yo, I don't know how to make any money. I don't know what I'm doing. I want to get started. You don't want to get started. You just get started. You understand me? Don't make other people your roadblocks, especially during the time of panic, because we look for excuses because we're programmed to find more excuses so that we can build nothing. So that's where I want you to get. Stay out my DMs unless it's an opportunity. I got a consultation button. I just got off a consultation with a young lady going over how we can get her book flushed out. But I literally got a family that I'm working on trying to, like, I ain't got no kids, you know what I'm saying? But I'm saying I got nieces and nephews and brothers and sisters, fathers and mothers. Yeah,
we got family.
We working on building. I'm going to give y'all this game, matter of fact, for free. And the rest you're going to have to pay for it because, you understand me? We working on some things to cap some paid groups that y'all can be a part of. But I'm going to give y'all this game. If you want to start with your family, right? And I told y'all about why it's important to start LLCs with your family. And I'm going to tell you one thing that's important that y'all can do. If the entire family gets together, now pay attention, write it down, execute. Entire family gets together and they say, okay, let's say everybody can raise $30,000. Let's say you got a large family of 10 and each person can put in $3,000. You understand me? Now, y'all raised $30,000, y'all go put that in the account. You let that sit, then you go to the bank and you can leverage that to go get $300,000. You take that $300,000, whoever's that family CEO that has an idea that you all can push behind, y'all can take that money and then put it in that direction. You understand me? Now, of course, if that's an actual good idea. Now, the problem is that a lot of people's family are not good enough to where they're not responsible with money. You don't trust each other and it's dysfunctional. So it always starts first with, before you go try to start any business with your family, be patient to learn each other and help each other heal from the dysfunctions that exist, which is going to require a lot of communication. Because I would hate for y'all to go get into a business to where it requires money, and then that splits y'all into a deeper rift. Because business is not about emotionals. You know what I mean? So you have to clear the emotions first before you can even think about executing those things. And you have to really know whether you're ready, because you don't know until you get it. You understand me? You don't know really until you have experience with it. And then the way you can really know if you're ready is if you can say, okay, we've done this first. If y'all can't work together with $1,000 or $10,000, why the hell you should not even want $100,000. You should not want that to split your family up over money. You understand me? But you have to be mature and understanding and knowing that, especially within times like this. There's many opportunities that exist if you but are around someone who observes and see things. Y'all could be selling sanitizer as a family unit, mask. Y'all could have went to the store and bought up all the goddamn toilet paper, went to the white neighborhoods and sold it on a corner. You know what I'm talking about? Next door, y'all could have went door to door and be like, look, I know that they out of toilet paper. We have some for you, low cost. We just want to make sure all the families get some. I mean, I don't mind if you capitalize, because the society is always capitalizing off our people, and I'm tired of that shit. And then everybody else, they get self-righteous. They say, no, don't do that. I don't know. But you're not telling nobody else community when they come in there and do that shit to us. The only time we tell each other not to make money, you understand me, when we find ourselves in opportunity positions, and we don't realize that we're not really supposed to just go at each other. It's a global market, and we can go at the other communities. So that's my take on that. You know what I mean? Take it how you want to, but we can't just be sheep out here and everybody is eating off us. We don't own these goddamn grocery stores.
Look, exactly. I said we missed the lick. You dig what I'm saying? Niggas lined up in unison, right? In the millions to sell crack cocaine. But motherfuckers will scoff at you because you want to sell some toilet paper for profit.
It's ridiculous. And the people you listen to, you listen to cocaine music. All they talk about is them selling crack. But this is one thing I want y'all to understand about time. Nobody cares how you made your fortune once you make it. People only complain why you're making it. Because once you make it, they want to know your success blueprint, how you think. You can write books, go on shows, and make movies about yourself. That's the way people are fickle.
You could have sold $1 billion of crack. And they'll have you on Ellen, right? Doing a dance with you, making sanitizing the shit, making it sound like it was the best thing to ever happen since apple pie.
Yeah.
Jay-Z, what are you talking about? Like, stop it. Stop it, Five. Make your fortune. You can help a whole lot more people with that industrious mindset. You know what I'm saying? This is the time where stories are being made and other stories are coming to a close. Do not allow nobody to jerk you out of the opportunity to put more chapters on your book. Tighten up, family.
Money stays away from poor mindsets.
Tighten up.
Money stays away from poor mindsets. If a person knows the way you think about money and the way you move around it, they will never bring you certain opportunities in your life, ever. You would be surprised what people know they'll never give you access to, because they know that you're one of the percent that doesn't understand it. You don't understand power, don't understand money. They keep money away from poor people for that reason, because they don't understand it. It's not that money doesn't get in the hands of poor people. When poor people get money, you give it away anyway. So why would somebody bring you more of something to give away? Unless they want you to consume something and give it to them. You have to understand the way that this world works. So you can't even get mad at the rich for empowering other rich people, because they know what to do with the money. Why would I come give it to poor people who's going to give it away to the rich? The government does that when they want to stimulate the economy. You understand me? The government gives it to the people because that's the only way that they go get it. And then they get those people to stimulate the economy so that the rich get richer. This is how society keeps working. So you have to understand, damn, and you got to be real honest with yourself and say, I got a poverty mindset. That's why nobody bring me shit. That's why money don't come to me. But if you had an idea right now, let's say if you had 100,000 sanitizers, you're not going to bring that to the people who ain't got no money. You understand me? You're going to try to find some power players that you can move that through, because the only money attracts money. You understand me? That's how it works. Now, maybe if you got one of them, then you're going to bring it to the poverty, because they want to be consumers and buy one for themselves, right, instead of learning how to sell it to someone else.
And shout out to Pop Darby. I see him in the chat. Sir. Unity is key. That brother has an economic model that is perfect for this reset right now, in terms of saying, yo, we have a network of people and a captive audience right now. We can utilize those models that brother is presenting, and Unity is key to motherfucking, Unity is wealth.
But it's key to
get on the marathon. Yeah, to get on the marathon, because he has economic formulas. He has economic formulas that we can utilize to not only catch up, but surpass, especially where we were currently at. You know, so there's options, there's availability, and there's opportunity to tap in to the other side of the reset. Like the brother Jay Electronica said, be a power outlet. Dig what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. So listen, I'm going to shut this down at 1:19. We got 1 minute left. And y'all can listen to this on the podcast. But Don't be a one-trick pony, man. Be a master of all trades. You understand me? If you don't know something, get a consultation. The best thing you can spend money on right now is your mind to learn. You understand me? Because that's where you want to get the greatest return. Way more than the stock market, way more than anything, is the investment itself. Because once you know that it's something that is a tangible skill and an asset, you understand me, that you can utilize forever, that will forever have value. You understand me? So make sure you continue to tap in, you understand me, and follow and pay attention, and less panic and more preparation. And eat some of that Crown's oil, build up your immune system. This is going to help you focus. You know what I'm talking about? How you reading, you understand me, how you speeding. Man, we can do anything. Listen, I'm going to ask y'all a question. My brother Pop Darby built some software to where everybody can pitch in like a Susu Caribbean system. You understand me? You can vote with your dollars. And basically, let's say if everybody on here gave a dollar, that'd be 250. And then that money would be dividended to another three people. Now, every time you vote, it allows you to be able to have more of an opportunity once you do the raffle to have your name within it. So it basically allows us to create group economics and stimulation. You understand me? And then eventually it becomes your time and you get some money and things of that nature. Now, he's been doing this successfully with people participating, and he just got his technology down. And he's been giving basically stimulus packages to entrepreneurs participated by the people's money. So y'all let me know if y'all want that on the platform, and I will collaborate with my good brother, Pop Darby, and we can run it. And you'd be surprised, because it might just be you. And it'd be funny, because sometimes it'd be a person that put in a dollar, and they the one that win $1,000, $10,000. You know what I'm talking about? So it's stimulating, because the beautiful thing is, regardless, even if you're not the one that receives it, you get the benefit of knowing that you have another family out or another black person. I just say it like this, man. We spend our money on bullshit too much. And I just hate the fact that we over-audit assets and under-audit liabilities. And once you get rid of that mindset, we over-audit assets and under-audit liabilities. You understand me? Once you get out that mindset, the game changes. The game changes.
Change the game. The game has changed. Hip hop has changed. The world is changing in less than a week. Why don't we change our mindsets? Why should that be the last fucking thing stuck? Right? Shift. If you shift your mind by 1 degree, it's still technically a change. You don't got to do a 180 shift. You don't got to do a 360 shift. A 1 degree shift qualifies. Just change. Try it out.
So you know quarantine yourself for the next 40 days and go through that change. Separate from all things that don't serve you so you can find benefit. You understand me? So let's say this lasts for another 40 days.
Yeah, baby steps.
You should come out on the other end blazing. You know what I'm talking about? What you need to do to get that, for one.
All right.
Get my book. Matter of fact, I got to, I think, inshallah, tomorrow, I might be dropping a new ebook, actually. Called 19 C's of Content, and it gives you my formula of monetization and the way I think about these things, and that might be perfect for the people right now. If they bust down a quarantine in the next week or two, one of the things that you're going to understand through e-commerce is digital assets and how important that's going to be. You're not going to be able to actually make a physical product, ship it, or send it out, but the digital assets is going to be what makes the most money right now. E-commerce business is suffering less than all businesses right now in the market. You understand me? Because there's still transactions to be able to make, because you don't have to touch nobody to make them. You understand me? So make sure you create your digital products right now, your intellectual property right now. Focus on that. Speakers, if you're not getting booked right now, create you some e-books right now if you're not getting booked, so that people can go buy it. You'd be surprised what knowledge you have that other people want to know and will pay for, especially if they're quarantined and they got nothing else to do and they can read and it ain't no goddamn games on that they can watch and they want to take their mind out of this matrix. Digital assets. I just gave you some game. Make sure you get that book, 19 C's of Content. And man, I promise you, I put a lot of game in there.
We have a streaming service called Netflix, and it will be dropping in a few days. And that is a streaming service full of conscious content, you know what I'm saying, that the family could binge on and elevate your vibration and your frequency. And like I said, I have a full-length movie coming on April 12th called Christ Consciousness. It's an audio album, you know what I'm saying? So, it's an audio movie, for that matter. It's
amazing. Artists, go listen to Jay Electronica and make some quarantine music. That was a beautiful. I just want to thank everybody who's tuned in, who's tapped in. I want to thank all of my sponsors who have monthly contributions. Y'all are very beautiful. I want to thank you. Without you, you understand me? Without a lot, of course, none of it is possible. Make sure y'all continue to tap in, stay prepared, and don't be scared. Peace.